Welcome to Talk Pharmacy, keeping you up to date on pharmacy topics. On this episode, I talk to Kimberly Uwe. She is a third-year student. We talk about SNAFA. It's a student organization in which she is the president of. We talk about NCPA, scholarships, and the research she's doing with natural products here on campus. Take a listen. How's your summer been?
Summer's been wonderful. I went home and relaxed, and then I volunteered at Total Care Pharmacy, which is an independent pharmacy in Los Angeles, and she actually showed me how to do MTMs, so.
Oh, really?
I won't be a little frustrated when we learn all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not too bad.
So it's a retail pharmacy doing MTM?
Mm-hmm.
Was it hard to do that at a retail site?
Yes and no. Her patient demographic is more so like mentally ill and definitely lower socioeconomic level. So it's like some of them are like, well, I don't want to come because I don't want to pay. And it's like, it's free. And they still don't believe you. So there's that. And then the language barrier, since it's in South Central LA, it's mostly Spanish speaking people.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was a good learning experience.
Sure. But and you've taken Spanish, right?
Yeah, but not like in Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm not like
just the medical
in
Spanish.
There. Yeah, like hola, cómo estás? I got you there, but the serious stuff, not so much.
Sure. Well, I wanted to have you on here because you are now the president of SNAFA, right?
Yep.
That is the Student National Pharmaceutical Association.
Yep.
And what's the goal of SNAFA?
So, our main objectives in SNAFA is to basically provide health services in underserved communities. And our main reason for doing that is because many of these people are generally uninsured or, quite frankly, do not have the means to constantly go to a primary care physician. So we provide them with health fairs and basically give them like point of care tests, like doing their A1C, bone density, lipid panel, also providing stress tests, and then depending on what results they get, we'll like tell them like, oh, follow up with your doctor if they need to start any medications. And we also do, like, if they're doing well, we'll tell them like, oh, keep that up, and also some solutions to help keep them where they're at.
So how much is it to join?
So if you want to become a member, a pharmacy student member, it is $35 to join the national chapter and then $15 to join our local chapter. So a total of
$50. $50, is that like a yearly fee?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said you're going to waive my fee, right?
For putting you on the podcast? No, man, I don't get the hookup, so you don't get the hookup.
What?
That's just how it is.
Okay, fine. So, like, you get all that experience with the events that you guys throw, which is a great benefit. Are there any other member benefits of being in the SNAFA?
I think the biggest benefit that I've received is learning how to be academically social.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is that, like, yeah, I know how to be social as my own person, but actually knowing how to mingle with fellow health professionals has been, like, I know growing up I always looked at them like, oh, they're God and I'm the lower person, but
right,
we're all people. So it's like learning how to like meet, just connect with people on a one-on-one level.
Right. Yeah. So you get to practice your social skills.
Yeah. So it's doing that, especially like one of the reasons why I said I wanted to do leadership positions was because I wanted to learn how to speak in the crowd.
Right.
Like my classmates or like my peers.
Yeah.
So like, I remember I used to literally like tremble when, because you know, I'm the Panopto person, when I used to make announcements, I'd be so nervous in
really?
The front. Yeah, like I was really, really nervous. It took me a while to get more comfortable. And then even for like the legislative luncheons I told you about, like, I really had to learn. I was like, okay, time my slides and eye contact. This semester my goal is to get outside of the podium. That's
my goal. That's brave. That's very brave.
Remember when I took speech class, you're supposed to walk to 3 points.
Okay.
But then I forgot all about that.
You should do 4 points. Just do 4 points.
I'll do around the whole classroom.
That's brave.
I do want to.
You should walk into the crowd.
I'm going to do what Bain did. You remember Dr.
Yeah,
Bain?
Yeah, Dr. Bain.
I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, wow, he's really like teacher surfing.
Make you pay attention. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, I said if I ever become a teacher, I would do that.
Sure.
I'll just walk all up in my aisles. I see you shopping. Not paying attention.
Smack down the laptop, close it.
But yeah, like.
That's awesome though that you push yourself to do what you're scared of. I think a lot of people. Like, what do you suggest people that are shy? Do you just suggest that they just go for it, get into, run for whatever position?
Yeah, like, well, for one, I intentionally kind of put myself in uncomfortable situations.
That's the only way to get over it, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I trained myself to smile when I get nervous. So it comes off as inviting, but I really just want to go run and pee. Like, I'm really nervous.
You hide it well, because... I mean, you seem pretty comfortable.
I'm learning now. Going to my third year, I've been practicing for a little while now. Yeah. And then also getting good pointers. Like, I remember I was at a curriculum committee with Dr. Jarvis, and at the end she's like, oh, just keep in mind when you speak, you want to speak louder so we can hear you. And I was like, I was really thankful she told me, because I could have gone on through life like, oh, I'm talking just fine. Right. And I think I'm being an effective communicator, when in actuality, I'm not. So That's what I say, like, I guess putting myself out there.
Yeah.
I can learn a lot, too, from everyone. Like, we're all here to grow, so.
So ask for criticism. But I'm in SNAFA, and then when last semester, they gave me that purple card.
Yes. I hope you use it for Super Shuttle. You get like 20% off or something like that.
So it's just discounts and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't picked
discount, and also, like, it's kind of a cool thing. Like, oh yeah, I got my SNAFA card. Like,
yeah.
You go anywhere, if you go to like a regional conference, you can show that. Or let's say you went to a different, let's say you did a rotation in a different place, and you're like, oh, can I actually help out with one of your fairs? And like, are you a SNAFA member? Like, yeah, here's my card.
Okay.
And right there, you can help out with that.
Great. And I was looking at the SNAFA website, like the snafa.org, I think it is.
Yeah.
And there's also scholarships members can apply for, right?
Yes. There's lots of money. And I definitely recommend that people apply for them. Like, yeah. I'll admit, I turned in a rather lazy essay and got an interview, but I was like, dang, if I put in a little more work, probably would have got the scholarship. So
right, but you're really involved. Obviously, you're the president now. So what are
that was as a member though. I was.
Oh, president. Really?
Yeah. Not like, oh, they're only for people who are really, really active. It's like, no. Like, if you really believe, excuse me, in like helping people as a student pharmacist, definitely apply and show how you've been involved. And it doesn't necessarily have to be only work you've done with SNAFA. Like, there's people who they're like really into APHA or NCPA, AMCP, CPS, like, list goes on. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a good bit. $50, it seems worth it, because you could get a lot more in scholarships.
A lot of students do not apply for scholarships. Science students generally do not like writing.
Right. So no, yeah, I agree. I hate it.
I like writing from time to time, but. Yeah, those essays hurt a lot of people.
Yeah. So. Do they play a big part in getting accepted for a scholarship?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like,
I thought it was just mainly grades.
No. Like, grades, of course, do help. There are certain scholarships where, I mean, their GPA requirement is a 2.0, so they didn't apply.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then they go from grades. Now they look at your involvement, whether it be on campus or it can also be outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
There's that other area. And then also what your goals are in terms of pharmacy. Like, are you trying to do something different? Are you trying to, like, be an awesome community pharmacist?
Right.
Do you want to go into research and do a fellowship?
Okay.
Like, that's where you would definitely elaborate on that in your essay. Okay. That's why I said they're painful sometimes.
Sure. No, yeah, I agree. It's hard.
Yeah, I think they're worth doing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what do you have to lose, really?
That's how I feel. And why not work on your writing skills? A lot of people cannot write. Like, I was a TA my last semester of college, and I gave a lot of... I used to take off 20 points off top just for bad grammar. No, for having no thesis.
You're a mean teacher.
You cannot give me a paper not to give me a thesis. What am I supposed to do with that? That's like, say, go explore the world, and you didn't give me a compass.
And oh.
What's that?
I want it. One other thing about SNAFA, you could, so you don't even have to be accepted in pharmacy school to join, right?
No, you can be an affiliate member, which is really cool about SNAPA. Like, I didn't even know about that until
I got involved
with SNAPA.
I wish I knew. I would have
signed up. Because I know when I was trying to get into pharmacy school, like, I was the only one out of my friends that even really knew what a pharmacist was.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to become one. So when I heard about it, I was like, this is pretty cool. But right now, Serene and Rhonda are the affiliate directors, and they do an awesome job of setting up mock interviews and giving them old PCAT books. Wow. And they actually organize groups to go visit the most of the time they're called health clubs at the university level. Mm-hmm. So they go there and they just talk to them about what the process is of getting into pharmacy school and what is the day in the life of being a pharmacy student.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we had like 4 or 5 affiliates I saw raise their hand yesterday and I got in.
When are you guys for SNAPA? When are you guys' meetings?
First Tuesday of every month. I wanted to keep it nice and easy for everyone.
Yeah. Like what time, you know?
It'll be from 12 to 1.
Okay.
And we're getting the room right now. We're trying to get the same room every single time. So that way no one can say, I didn't know, when they clearly did know.
Yeah.
No forgetting.
Sure. And then if you want to sign up, can you get the forms on the school website? Or do they have to show up?
So what we plan on doing is at the first meeting, we'll hand out a bunch of applications, but we'll also send out an email list of if you didn't make it to the meeting, you can print it out and give it to our secretary, because she'll be managing all the applications.
Okay.
And stuff. And then we'll also be sending out dates of all of our events for the semester. Because we will have, of course, school-related events, but we'll have some social events where we can just, have fun.
Yeah.
And students. We're still students. We're still people.
Sure.
So, our goal this year is at least one social each month.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I feel like I was losing some of my fun as a person.
Yeah.
Being in school, because it's like you wake up, study. Exactly. Sleep, study.
Yeah.
Everything, study.
Oh, I know. Yeah, those social events would be awesome.
Yeah. That's what we'll be doing. And then our health fair chairs, they are working on health fair videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that way people can watch them before they show up to the health fair.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because sometimes you show up, you're like, I never use this. I thought I get to do the blood pressure cups because they're so much easier. And I'm like, no. You're doing an A1C or something else. So there'll be videos. And then I want us to have a refresher, so we're putting that together. So that way, any person in the pharmacy program can just show up and learn how to use machines.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people just show up to health fairs and they have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know how to use some of
those
machines.
I was one of them. I was just like, I showed up late. I was hungry and didn't know what to do. AKA, I was almost useless.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. So when can people join? Is there a date that we have to join by?
So I'm going to make the last date for signups be the 31st
of
October.
October, okay.
Yes.
Some time.
So there's a lot of time. I mean, of course, I'll still have my stragglers. That happens every year.
Right.
But that is our goal, to get everyone in. Because, I mean, really, people should apply right after our first meeting. I'd recommend that people just sign up then, so that way they have first dibs to the health fairs in September.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I get it. Sometimes, you don't want to pinch your pennies too tight, so it's October.
So many organizations consider.
There's, a lot of clubs. It took me a while to decide what clubs that I was going to be down for.
Right.
When I was a student. Well, I'm still a student, but when I was a P1.
Sure.
I literally wrote down a list of all the things I'm interested in, and then looked at all the other clubs and found out what matched up.
What really drew you to SNAPA?
So, my dad comes from poverty, so my grandma, she was in a really bad accident in the 80s, and so they didn't really have access to a doctor and stuff like that. And I remember just thinking about all the other people that just don't have access. So it's I just wanted to join a club where I can at least bring it to people. So that's why SNAPA is special to me. And
And you get that cool discount card.
Yeah. SuperShuttle.com. It's
nice. Have you used it?
Yes, I have.
Really?
I used it this summer when I went to the conference. I was like, oh, this really works. Like, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other organizations are you involved with?
So I'm involved with NCPA, which is an organization that focuses on independent pharmacies.
What does that stand for?
The National Community Pharmacy Association.
Okay.
And I'm currently the legislative liaison for NCPA. Okay. And in that position, basically, I get all the, like, recent laws that come up regarding pharmacy and pharmacists, and I talk about it at the meetings.
Oh.
Yeah.
So all the updated laws you guys have on?
Mm-hmm. Because, oh, I mean, like, I like doing that nitty-gritty stuff.
Do you?
I was pre-law and pre-pharmacy.
Really?
And then I chose pharmacy, so it kind of gives me a chance to do stuff like that.
That's awesome. So wait, is this independent pharmacy?
Mm-hmm.
Or community is, like, big retails as well? Or are you guys just focused on independent?
Well, in NCPA, it's focused more towards independent pharmacies, or if you know you want to work in, like, if you want to own one, or if you want to work in one, definitely NCPA's place for you.
Okay.
Like, we even have, like, RX Plus that will show you how to basically, like, they're the wholesalers. Excuse me, Cardinal Health is a wholesaler, but they'll show you how to, like, you know, organize your own, like, independent pharmacy, how to order your medications, how to, like, manage it and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And then let's say they have what they call a junior partnership. So let's say you see, like, this older guy, he's ready to retire, and he wants to sell his pharmacy. You can enter into a junior partnership, and they'll let you know, like, is this a good place to join? Will you actually make money at this independent pharmacy upon owning it? And so some people, they enter into a five-year deal, which every year they're, like, buying another, like, 10%
of
the company. So they enter in 50-50, and then they keep buying 10%, and then it becomes your pharmacy in 5 years.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so they show you how to do that, because it's kind of hard to transition from student to business person, but NCPA can definitely help facilitate that, and there's scholarships, so
That's that. Another benefit of joining an organization. Did you, when you started pharmacy school, did you get into student groups right away, or did you hold off?
I held off
till second semester at the first
NCPA, I literally that's what happened. I heard about it because Adam's really awesome, and he's really pro independent pharmacy.
Yeah, he's a student in our class.
So I was like, oh, okay, like, and then Spanish class with Sasha. She's like, yeah, I'm an NCPA. And so I went to the meeting, and they're like, no one wants to run for legislative liaison. And then I was like, I'll do it. And then I became a member.
Oh, nice. So you didn't even have competition.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
Look at that.
It worked out, and I really enjoy that position because it really does force me to, like, stay on game with, like, all the laws regarding independent pharmacy and pharmacists, and then hopefully us getting provider status in Colorado. So yeah, like, I didn't think, when I hear about it, you just hear it casually, but in terms of billing and getting money for the services you provide, it really is important.
So with provider status, we could
bill yeah.
What, just Medicare and Medicaid, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what? Okay.
But
so for, like, MTM services right now,
MTM
independent?
Or there's some places where, like, for instance, some physicians, they want their patients to go meet with the pharmacist to really understand their medications.
Okay.
And, like, let's say in California, services like that, the pharmacist is able to bill for that.
Gotcha.
Where in Colorado,
you
don't bill for that. It's just basically a free service or all included in being a pharmacist.
Okay.
But when we look at the way the health model is, like, there is a fee for service, and so why shouldn't pharmacists be paid for that?
Right. Where do you know where we're at in Colorado? Just in provider? I know that's kind of
because
I see emails all the time.
They're still lobbying for it, but
they don't have, like, a bill or anything introduced yet for Colorado.
Not outright. At least not one that's, like, moving.
So there's probably going to be, what, a couple of years or so? Because that's a long process, isn't it?
Honestly, one of the biggest issues with getting the provider status is that the students were aware of it and are, yeah. But it's really hard to get actual working pharmacists to show up at Capitol Hill and take the day off of work and just stand there with the sign and be like, yes, give us this provider status.
Right.
Like, no one wants to just take it.
Probably, they need to pay off their student loans.
Exactly. So it's like, it's hard for that. So that's where the students come in. And I do think it's important for us to do it because at the end of the day, we're going to be pharmacists. So I feel like we should take care of it now, right now while we're in school before we get out there and we feel like we're just too busy to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly. Does the NCPA do anything like directly to try to promote provider status?
I'm actually planning an event right now, and I will let you know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to combine it with our election day thing. We always either do a base or something, but I wanted to take it a step further this year and have an election day thing with something matching with provider status. Like, why is it important? Why do we need it?
Okay.
And why people should vote for it.
Maybe there should be a position in NCPA that pushes for provider status.
Well, actually, every club has a legislative person or someone that deals with pharmacy laws.
Okay.
So last year, all of us get together twice a semester to host lunches.
Okay.
And so at the first or second one last fall, we did speak about it. It was, provider status. And then the other one was physician-assisted suicide.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what we did talk about in the fall. So, okay. Like, it's a relatively new position to most of the clubs.
All right. And then, and I quickly, because I mentioned that we were in lab meeting.
Yeah.
So, you are doing an honors project.
Not an honors project. I'm doing research. Yeah.
You're just
I just wanted to explore.
Okay.
Because
you don't have enough on your plate, right?
I mean, I had room for it, but I kind of... How should I put it? I don't like being boxed into something. Like, yes, my focus in Dr. Lavarva's lab will be natural products and identifying, like, new plants that could be of medicinal use and what use and what not, but...
But this is unconventional research for pharmacists, right? Because they do mostly research. If they're going to do research, it'd be clinical.
I need to balance stuff. So that's why I was like, no, I don't want to deal with the people just yet. I'll do like just dry research where I'm going to go on a trail on Saturday.
Yeah, you're telling us about that. She's going on a trail on Saturday by herself.
You're more than welcome to come. Nah. I don't know how you're out. You're from Colorado. You're not outdoorsy. I thought they're like synonymous.
Nah.
Like, no?
No.
You're an outlier?
I am an outlier. I don't like camping. I don't like skiing or snowboarding.
Like, this is going to be my first hike in Colorado. I saw those 14er signs this whole summer, and I was like, nope, not doing that. But I will go on a 2-mile hike.
Okay, so you're going on the hike to pick
out bergamot.
It's a type of plant?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to take the plant, and then you are going to...
Basically, dry it out and run it through, get certain extracts. I want to extract from it.
Okay.
So, in doing that, I'll run it through certain solutions through a column, different polarity.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll go from there.
That's awesome.
Then...
You check to see if it's, like, cytotoxic?
This one? Yeah, I have to see if it is.
So you get the extract and then you just test it on cells.
And but I actually want to test a lot of different plants. Like, I'm getting one to get comfortable with my first plant.
Right.
And then I'll like test a bunch of other stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I really love natural products. Like, granted, I am going to be a pharmacist. I do still believe there's a value for natural products.
Right. So, yeah. Well, a lot of people
doing things a natural way.
So, sure. Yeah. A lot of people go that route. So you could potentially come up with a new medication. Right?
Yeah.
And you find a compound that's cytotoxic and then...
Yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty awesome. I think.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be pretty cool to do that. So I'll be doing... Yeah.
What's your advice to become successful in pharmacy school?
I think the best piece of advice I got... Well, two. Knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then also that your environment is more important than your will. So... Well,
what do you mean by that?
So let's say, like how I said, I wanted to do research.
Yeah.
But I never went to join a lab. Clearly, I'm probably not going to be doing research ever.
Right.
So you need to knowing yourself, you'll be able to identify what your interests are, mm-hmm. and then do your best to put yourself in an environment where you can explore that. So that's why it's like a two-part thing. Like, so that's when I came in, I literally wrote down like what are things I was interested in, and then I sat back and watched how things, you know, settled. And then I chose what I wanted to go into. I mean, some things I even let go of. I was just like, I mean, I changed. And I plan to always continue changing. But I think it's good to at least, it was important for me to know what I wanted as a person and what was important to me. And so that way I can better focus my whole experience in pharmacy school.
And you could look up your professor in whatever class and see what they...
I was a total creeper one Saturday evening and looked at each teacher's CV.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Wrote down names.
That's smart to do because you see what their, you know.
Yeah. Like our teachers.
What specialty they have.
We're really lucky at the school. Like they're all very, very accomplished.
Right.
And they're all pretty approachable too. So it's like, oh my gosh. Like even Dr. Anderson, like he did some like world changing experiments regarding HIV.
Yeah. So he's like an unconventional pharmacist.
Yeah. Yeah. He got his PharmD and then he went back into the fellowship.
Right. And so he does.
Research on
lab research.
Yeah, and so like he's really casual, mellow. He's basically like a science all-star, but you know he's just really mellow. Exactly. And I was like, whoa, like some pretty cool stuff.
Right. Yeah,
there's a lot of cool research. I came to the school for research. I was like, I'm not going to a school that does not have like research, because if I want to be a pharmacist, like a future pharmacist, I should be doing things that are going to affect the future.
Yeah,
hence good quality research.
Agree. Sure.
So, yeah, I didn't even bother wasting my time with any school that didn't have research.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on the podcast. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to Talk Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Take care.